Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
Actions speak louder than words. Trillion parameter sequential transducers for generative recommendations. Authored 2024 by Jiaqi Zhai, Lucy Liao, Xing Lu, Yuming Wang, Rui Li, Zhan Cao, Leon Gao, Zhaoji Gong, Fengdeji Yu, Michael He, Yinhua Lu, Yu Shi. Jiaqi Zhai 1, Lucy Liao 1, Xing Lu 1, Yuming Wang 1, Rui Li 1. Zhan Cao 1, Leon Gao 1, Zhaoji Gong 1, Fengdeji Yu 1, Michael He 1, Yinhai Lu 1, Yu Shi 1. Abstract. Large-scale recommendation systems are characterized by their reliance on high cardinality, heterogeneous features, and the need to handle tens of billions of user actions on a daily basis. Despite being trained on huge volume of data with thousands of features, most deep learning recommendation models, DLRMs, in industry fail to scale with compute. Inspired by success achieved by transformers in language and vision domains, we revisit fundamental design choices in recommendation systems. We reformulate recommendation problems as sequential transduction tasks within a generative modeling framework, generative recommenders, and propose a new architecture, HSTU, designed for high cardinality, non-stationary streaming recommendation data. HSTU outperforms baselines over synthetic and public datasets by up to 65.8% in NDCG, and is 5.3x to 15.2x faster than flash attention 2-based transformers on 8192 length sequences. HSTU BASED generative recommenders, with 1.5 trillion parameters, improve metrics in online A-B tests by 12.4% and have been deployed on multiple surfaces of a large internet platform with billions of users. More importantly, the model quality of generative recommenders empirically scales as a power law of training compute across three orders of magnitude, up to GPT-3, Llama 2 scale, which reduces carbon footprint needed for future model developments, and further paves the way for the first foundational models in recommendations. 1. Introduction. Recommendation systems, quintessential in the realm of online content platforms and e-commerce, play a pivotal role in personalizing billions of user experiences on a daily basis. State-of-the-art approaches in recommendations have been based on deep learning recommendation models, DLRMs, Mudejar et al., 2022, for about a decade, Covington et al., 2016, Cheng et al., 2016, Zhou et al., 2018, Tang et al., 2020, Wang et al., 2021, Shaw et al., 2023. DLRMs are characterized by their usage of heterogeneous features, such as numerical features, counters and ratios, embeddings, and categorical features such as creator IDs, user IDs, etc. Due to new content and products being added every minute, the feature space is of extreme high cardinality, often in the range of billions, Xambachai et al., 2018. To leverage tens of thousands of such features, DLRMs employ various neural networks to combine features, transform intermediate representations, and compose the final outputs. Actions speak louder than words. Trillion parameter sequential transducers for generative recommendations, critical roles in industry-scale DLRMs, Mudejar et al., 2022. Second, recommendation systems use billion-scale vocabularies that change continuously. A billion-scale dynamic vocabulary, in contrast to 100k-scale static ones in language, Brown et al., 2020, creates training challenges and necessitates high inference cost given the need to consider tens of thousands of candidates in a target-aware fashion, Zhou et al., 2018, Wang et al., 2020. Finally, computational cost represents the main bottleneck in enabling large-scale sequential models. GPT-3 was trained on a total of 300B tokens over a period of 1 to 2 months with thousands of GPUs, Brown et al., 2020. This scale appears daunting, until we contrast it with the scale of user actions. The largest internet platforms serve billions of daily active users, who engage with billions of posts, images, and videos per day. User sequences could be of length up to 10^5, Zhang et al., 2023. Consequentially, recommendation systems need to handle a few orders of magnitude more tokens per day than what language models process over 1 to 2 months. In this work, we treat user actions as a new modality in generative modeling. Our key insights are, A core ranking and retrieval tasks in industrial-scale recommenders can be cast as generative modeling problems given an appropriate new feature space. B. This paradigm enables us to systematically leverage redundancies in features, training, and inference to improve efficiency. Due to our new formulation, we deployed models that are three orders of magnitude more computationally complex than prior state-of-the-art, while improving top-line metrics by 12.4%, as shown in Figure 1. Our contributions are as follows. We first proposed generative recommenders, GRs, in Section 2, a new paradigm replacing DLRMs. We sequentialize and unify the heterogeneous feature space in DLRMs, with the new approach approximating the full DLRM feature space as sequence length tends to infinity. This enables us to reformulate the main recommendation problems, ranking and retrieval, as pure sequential transduction tasks in GRs. Importantly, this further enables model training to be done in a sequential, generative fashion, which permits us to train on orders of magnitude more data with the same amount of compute. We next address computational cost challenges throughout training and inference. We propose a new sequential transduction architecture, hierarchical sequential transduction units, HSTU. HSTU modifies attention mechanism for large, non-stationary vocabulary, and exploits characteristics of recommendation datasets to achieve 5.3x to 15.2x speedup versus flash attention 2-based transformers on 8192 length sequences. Further, through a new algorithm, MFalcon, that fully amortizes computational costs via micro-batching, Section 3.4, we can serve 285x more complex GR models while achieving 1.50 by 2.99x speedups, all with the same inference budget used by traditional DLRMs. We finally validate the proposed techniques over synthetic datasets, public datasets, and deployments on multiple surfaces of a large internet platform with billions of daily active users in Section 4. To the best of our knowledge, our work represents the first result that shows pure sequential transduction-based architectures, like HSTU, in generative settings, GRs, to significantly outperform DLRMs in large-scale industrial settings. Remarkably, not only did we overcome known scaling bottlenecks in traditional DLRMs, we further succeeded in showing that scaling law, Kaplan et al., 2020, applies to recommendations, representing the potential ChatGPT moment for recommendation systems. 2. Recommendation as sequential transduction tasks, from DLRMs to GRs. 2.1. Unifying heterogeneous feature spaces in DLRMs. Modern DLRM models are usually trained with a vast number of categorical, sparse, and numerical, dense, features. In GRs, we consolidate and encode these features into a single unified time series, as depicted in Figure 2. Categorical, sparse, features. Examples of such features include items that user liked, creators in a category, e.g., outdoors, that user is following, user languages, communities that user joined, cities from which requests were initiated, etc. We sequentialize these features as follows. We first select the longest time series, typically by merging the features that represent items user engaged with, as the main time series. The remaining features are generally time series that slowly change over time, such as demographics or followed creators. We compress these time series by keeping the earliest entry per consecutive segment and then merge the results into the main time series. Given these time series change very slowly, this approach does not significantly increase the overall sequence length. Numerical, dense, features. Examples of such features include weighted and decayed counters, ratios, etc. For instance, one feature could represent users' past click-through rate, center, on items matching a given topic. Compared to categorical features, these features change much more frequently, potentially with every single, user, item, interaction. It is therefore infeasible to fully sequentialize such features from computational and storage perspectives. However, an important observation is that the categorical features, e.g., item topics, locations, over which we perform these aggregations are already sequentialized and encoded in GRs. Hence, we can remove numerical features in GRs given a sufficiently expressive sequential transduction architecture coupled with a target-aware formulation. Zhou et al., 2018, can meaningfully capture numerical features as we increase the overall sequence length and compute in GRs. Given a list of n tokens XO, X1, Xn-1, Xi element of X, ordered chronologically, the time when those tokens are observed TO, T1, Tn-1, a sequential transduction task maps this input sequence to the output tokens YO, Y1, Yn-1, Yi element of X union, empty set, where yi equals empty set indicates that yi is undefined. We use phi I element of xc, xc subset equal x, to denote a content, e.g., images or videos, that the system provides to the user. Given new content are constantly created, xc and x are non-stationary. The user can respond to phi I with some action ai, e.g., like, skip, video completion plus share, ai element of x. We denote the total number of contents that a user has interacted with by nc. The standard ranking and retrieval tasks, in causal autoregressive settings, can then be defined as sequential transduction tasks, table 1. We make the following observations. Task specification, inputs, outputs, ranking xis phi 0, ao, phi 1, a1, phi nc minus 1, anc minus 1 yis a0, empty set, a1, empty set, anc minus 1, empty set, retrieval xis, phi 0, ao, phi 1, a1, phi nc minus 1, anc minus 1, yis phi, 1, phi, 2, phi, nc minus 1, empty set, phi, I equals phi I if ai is positive, otherwise empty set, table 1. Ranking and retrieval as sequential transduction tasks. Other categorical features are omitted for simplicity. We compare GRs with traditional sequential recommenders in Appendix B.2. Retrieval. In recommendation systems retrieval stage, we learn a distribution P, phi I plus 1, UI, over phi I plus 1 element of XC, where UI is the user's representation at token I. A typical objective is to select arg max phi element of XCP, phi, UI, to maximize some reward. This differs from a standard autoregressive setup in two ways. First, the supervision for XI, YI, is not necessarily phi I plus 1, as users could respond negatively to phi I plus 1. Second, YI is undefined when XI plus 1 represents a non-engagement related categorical feature, such as demographics. Ranking. Ranking tasks in GRs pose unique challenges as industrial recommendation systems often require a target-aware formulation. In such settings, interaction of target, phi I plus 1, and historical features needs to occur as early as possible, which is infeasible with a standard autoregressive setup where interaction happens late, e.g., via softmax after encoder output. We address this by interleaving items and actions in table 1, which enables the ranking task to be formulated as p, ai plus 1, phi 0, ao, phi 1, a1, phi I plus 1, before categorical features. We apply a small neural network to transform outputs at phi I plus 1 into multitask predictions in practice. Importantly, this enables us to apply target-aware cross-attention to all NC engagements in one pass. 2.3. Generative training. Industrial recommenders are commonly trained in a streaming setup, where each example is processed sequentially as they become available. In this setup, the total computational requirement for self-attention-based sequential transduction architectures, such as transformers, Vaswani et al., 2017, scales as PINI, N2ID plus NIDFFD, where NI is the number of tokens of user I, and D is the embedding dimension. The first part in the parentheses comes from self-attention, with assumed O(N2) scaling factor due to most subquadratic algorithms involving quality trade-offs and underperforming quadratic algorithms in wall clock time. Dao et al., 2022. The second part comes from pointwise MLP layers, with hidden layers of size O, DFF, equals O, D. Taking N equals max I and I, the overall time complexity reduces to O, N3D plus N2D2, which is cost prohibitive for recommendation settings. To tackle the challenge of training sequential transduction models over long sequences in a scalable manner, we move from traditional impression-level training to genera. Actions speak louder than words. Trillion-parameter sequential transducers for generative recommendations 3. A high-performance self-attention encoder for generative recommendations. HSTU encoder design allows for the replacement of heterogeneous modules in DLRMs with a single modular block. We observe that there are, effectively, three main stages in DLRMs: feature extraction, feature interactions, and transformations of representations. Feature extractions retrieves the pooled embedding representations of categorical features. Their most advanced versions can be generalized as pairwise attention and target-aware pooling, Zhou et al., 2018, which is captured with HSTU layers. Feature interaction is the most critical part of DLRMs. Common approaches used include factorization machines and their neural network variants, Rendell, 2010, Guo et al., 2017, Xiao et al., 2017, Higher Order Feature Interactions, Wang et al., 2021, etc. HSTU replaces feature interactions by enabling attention-pooled features to directly interact with other features via norm, A, X, V, X, circled dot operator U, X. This design is motivated by the difficulty of approximating dot products with learned MLPs, Rendell et al., 2020. Transformations of representations is commonly done with mixture of experts, MOS, and routing to handle diverse, heterogeneous populations. A key idea is to perform conditional computations by specializing subnetworks for different users, Ma et al., 2018, Tang et al., 2020. Element-wise dot products in HSTU can virtually perform gating operations used in MOS up to a normalization factor. 3.1, point-wise aggregated attention. HSTU adopts a new point-wise aggregated, normalized, attention mechanism. In contrast, softmax attention computes normalization factor over the entire sequence. This is motivated by two factors. First, the number of prior data points related to targets serves as a strong feature indicating the intensity of user preferences, which is hard to capture after softmax normalization. This is critical as we need to predict both the intensity of engagements, e.g., time spent on a given item, and the relative ordering of the items, e.g., predicting an ordering to maximize AUC. Second, while softmax activation is robust to noise by construction, it is less suited for non-stationary vocabularies in streaming settings. The proposed point-wise aggregated attention mechanism is depicted in equation 2. Importantly, layer norm is needed after point-wise pooling to stabilize training. One way to understand this design is through synthetic data following a Dirichlet process that generates streaming data over a 3.2, leveraging an algorithmically increasing sparsity. In recommendation systems, the length of user history sequences often follows a skewed distribution, leading to sparse input sequences, particularly in the settings with very long sequences. This sparsity can be leveraged to significantly improve the efficiency of the encoder. To achieve this, we have developed an efficient attention kernel for GPUs that fuses back-to-back GMMs in a manner similar to Rob and Stotts, 2021, Dao et al., 2022, but performs fully ragified attention computations. This essentially transforms the attention computation into group GMMs of various sizes, Appendix G. As a result, self-attention in HSTU becomes memory-bound and scales as theta, PIN2ID2QKR-1, in terms of memory accesses, where NI is the sequence length for sample I, DQK is attention dimension, and R is the register size. This approach by itself leads to 2 to 5x throughput gains as discussed in section 4. 2. We further algorithmically increase the sparsity of user history sequences via stochastic length, SL. One key characteristic of user history sequences in recommendations is that user behaviors are temporally repetitive, as user behaviors manifest at multiple scales throughout their interaction history. This represents an opportunity to increase sparsity artificially without compromising model quality, thereby significantly reducing encoder cost that scales as theta, PIN2I. We can represent user J's history as a sequence, XI, NC, JI equals 0, where NC, J is the number of contents user interacted with. Let NC equals max JNC, J. Let XIK, LK equals 0 be a subsequence of length L constructed from the original sequence, XI, NC, JI equals 0. SL selects input sequences as follows. XI, NC, JI equals 0 if NC, J is less than or equal to N alpha, 2C. XIK, N alpha, 2CK equals 0 if NC, J greater than N alpha, 2C, with probability 1 minus N alpha C, N2C, J, XI, NC, JI equals 0 if NC, J greater than N alpha, 2C, with probability N alpha C, N2C, J, 4, which reduces attention-related complexity to O, N alpha CD, equals O, N alpha D, for alpha element of 1, 2. A more thorough discussion of subsequence selection can be found in Appendix F.1. We remark that applying SL to training leads to a cost-effective system design, as training generally involves a significantly higher computational cost compared to inference. Alpha, max sequence lengths 1024, 2048, 4096, 8192. 1.671.5%, 76.1%, 80.5%, 84.4%, 1.756.1%, 63.6%, 69.8%, 75.6%, 1.840.2%, 45.3%, 54.1%, 66.4%, 1.917.2%, 21.0%, 36.3%, 64.1%, 2.03.1%, 6.6%, 29.1%, 64.1%. Scale configuration with 30-day user history. The settings that result in negligible regression in model quality are underlined and highlighted in blue. The rows labeled alpha equals 2.0 inches represents the base sparsity case where SL is not applied. Lower alpha S are applicable to longer sequences up to the longest sequence length we tested, 8192. 3.3. Minimizing activation memory usage. In recommendation systems, the use of large batch sizes is crucial for both training throughput, Muttiger et al., 2022, and model quality, Yang et al., 2020, Chen et al., 2020, Jai et al., 2023a. Consequently, activation memory usage becomes a major scaling bottleneck, in contrast to large language models that are commonly trained with small batch sizes and dominated by parameter memory usage. Compared to transformers, HSTU employs a simplified and fully fused design that significantly reduces activation memory usage. Firstly, HSTU reduces the number of linear layers outside of attention from 6 to 2, aligning with recent work that uses elementwise gating to reduce MLP computations. Hua et al., 2022. Gu et al., 2022. Secondly, HSTU aggressively fuses computations into single operators, including phi 1, F1, in equation 1, and layer norm, optional dropout, and output MLP in equation 3. This simplified design reduces the activation memory usage to 2D plus 2D plus 4HDQK plus 4HDV plus 2HDV equals 14D per layer in B float 16. For comparison, transformers use a feedforward layer and dropout after attention, intermediate state of 3HDV, followed by a pointwise feedforward block consisting of layer norm, linear, activation, linear, and dropout, with intermediate states of 2D plus 4DFF plus 2D plus 1D equals 4D plus 4DFF. Here, we make standard assumptions that HDV is greater than or equal to D and that DFF equals 4D, Vaswani et al., 2017, Brown et al., 2020. Thus, after accounting for input and input layer norm, 4D, and QKV projections, the total activation states is 33D. HSTU's design hence enables scaling to greater than 2x deeper layers. Additionally, large-scale atomic IDs used to represent vocabularies also require significant memory usage. With a 10B vocabulary, 512D embeddings, and Atom Optimizer, storing embeddings and optimizer states in FP32 already requires 60 terabytes memory. To alleviate memory pressure, we employ row-wise Atom W optimizers, Gupta et al., 2014, Kudia et al., 2021, and place optimizer states on DRAM, which reduces HBM usage per float from 12 bytes to 2 bytes. Actions speak louder than words. Trillion parameter sequential transducers for generative recommendations 3.4. Scaling up inference via cost amortization. The last challenge we address is the large number of candidates recommendation systems need to process at serving time. We focus on ranking as for retrieval. Encoder cost is fully amortizable, and efficient algorithms exist for both MIPS leveraging quantization, hashing, or partitioning. Jegu et al., 2011. Srivastava and Lee, 2014. Lee et al., 2002. Jai et al., 2011. In non-MIPS cases via beam search or hierarchical retrieval. Zhou et al., 2020. Jai et al., 2023a. For ranking, we have up to tens of thousands of candidates, Covington et al., 2016, Wang et al., 2020. We propose an algorithm MFALCON, microbatched fast attention leveraging cacheable operations, to perform inference for M candidates with an input sequence size of N. Within a forward pass, M Falcon handles BM candidates in parallel by modifying attention masks and RAB P-T biases such that the attention operations performed for BM candidates are exactly the same. This reduces the cost of applying cross-attention from O, BM N2D, to O, N plus BM, 2D, equals O, N2D, when bm can be considered a small constant relative to n. We optionally divide the overall m candidates into m, bm microbatches of size bm to leverage encoder-level KV caching, Pope et al. 2022, either across forward passes to reduce cost, or across requests to minimize tail latency, more detailed discussions in Appendix H. Overall, mFalcon enables model complexity to linearly scale up with the number of candidates in traditional DLRM's as ranking stages. We succeeded in applying a 285x more complex target-aware cross-attention model at 1.5x3x throughput with a constant inference budget for a typical ranking configuration discussed in Section 4.3. 4. Experiments. 4.1. Validating inductive hypotheses of HSTU encoder 4.1.1. TRADITIONALSEQUENTIALSETTINGS. We first evaluate the performance of HSTU on two popular recommender datasets, Movie Lens and Amazon Reviews. We follow sequential recommendation settings in literature, including full shuffle and multi-epic training. For baseline, we use SASREC, a state-of-the-art transformer implementation, Kong and Macaulay, 2018, 1. We report hit rate at K and NDCG at K over the entire corpus, consistent with recent work, Dahlman et al., 2021, Jai et al., 2023a. Results are presented in Table 4. SASREC, 2023, denotes the best SASREC recipe reported in Jai et al., 2023a. The rows labeled HSTU use identical configurations as SASREC, same number of layers, heads, etc. HSTU large represents larger HSTU encoders, 4x number of layers in 2x number of heads. Results show that a HSTU, with its design optimized for recommendations, significantly outperforms the baseline when using the same configuration, and b HSTU further improves performance when scaled up. It is important to note that the evaluation methodology used here differs significantly from industrial-scale settings, as full shuffle and multi-epic training are generally not practical in streaming settings used in industry. Liu et al., 2022. 4.1.2. INDUSTRIAL scale STREAMINGSETTINGS. We next compare the performance of HSTU, ablated HSTUs, and transformers using industrial-scale datasets in a streaming setting. Throughout the rest of this section, we report normalized entropy, NAE, He et al., 2014, for ranking. We train the models over 100 B examples, DLRM equivalent, with 64 to 256 H100s used per job. Given ranking is done in a multitask setting, we report the main engagement event, ETask, and the main consumption event, CTask. In our context, we consider a 0.001 reduction in NAE significant as it generally leads to 0.5% top-line metric improvements for billions of users. For retrieval, given the setup is similar to language modeling, we report log perplexity. We fix encoder parameters in a smaller scale setting, L equals 3, N equals 2048, D equals 512 for ranking and L equals 6, N equals 512, D equals 256 for retrieval, and grid search other hyperparameters due to resource limits. We show results in Table 5. First, HSTU significantly outperforms transformers, especially in ranking, likely due to pointwise attention and improved relative attention biases. Second, the gaps between the ablated HSTUs and HSTU confirm the effectiveness of our designs. Optimal learning rates are about 10x lower for softmax-based HSTU and transformer versus the rest due to training stability. Even with lower learning rates and pre-norm residual connections, Shong et al., 2020, we encountered frequent loss explosions with standard transformers in ranking. Finally, HSTU outperforms a popular transformer variant used in LLMs, Transformer++, Tuvron et al., 2023a, which uses rope, Su et al., 2023, Sui glue, etc. Overall, in this small-scale setting, HSTU shows better quality at 1.5x2x faster wall clock time and 50% less HBM usage. 4.2. Encoder efficiency. Stochastic length, figure 4 and figure 5, A, show the impact of stochastic length, SL, on model metrics. At alpha equals 1, 6, a sequence of length 4096 is turned into a sequence of length 776 the majority of the time, or removing more than 80% of the tokens. Even after sparsity ratio increases to 64%-84%, the NEs we obtained for main tasks did not degrade by more than 0.002%. This evidence supports that SL, for suitable alpha S, does not negatively impact model quality and allows for high sparsity to reduce training cost. We further verify in Appendix F.3 that SL significantly outperforms existing length extrapolation techniques. Encoder efficiency. Figure 5 compares the efficiency of HSTU and transformer encoders in training and inference settings. For transformers, we use the state-of-the-art FLASHATTENTION2, DAO, 2023, implementation. We consider sequence lengths ranging from 1024 to 8192 and apply stochastic length, SL, during training. In the evaluation, we use the same configuration for HSTU and transformer, D equals 512, H equals 8, DQK equals 64, and ablate relative attention bias considering HSTU outperforms transformers without RAB-P, T, as demonstrated in section 4.1.2. We compare the encoder level performance in BFloat 16 on NVIDIA H100 GPUs. Overall, HSTU is up to 15.2x and 5.6x more efficient than transformers in training and inference, respectively. Additionally, the decrease in activation memory usage as discussed in section 3.3 enables us to construct over 2x deeper networks with HSTUs compared to transformers. 4.3. Generative recommenders versus DLRMs in industrial-scale streaming settings. Lastly, we compare the end-to-end performance of GRs against state-of-the-art DLRM baselines in industrial-scale streaming settings. Our GR implementation reflects a typical configuration used in production, whereas the DLRM settings reflect iterations of hundreds of people over multiple years. Given multiple generators are used in the retrieval stage of a recommendation system, we report both the online result for adding GR, add source, and replacing existing main DLRM source, replace source. Table 6 and Table 7 show that GR not only significantly outperforms DLRMs offline, but also brings 12.4% wins in A/B tests. As discussed in Section 2, GRs build upon raw categorical engagement features, while DLRMs are typically trained with a significantly larger number of features, the majority of which are handcrafted from raw signals. If we give the same set of features used in GRs to DLRMs, DLRM, ABL features, the performance of DLRMs is significantly degraded, which suggests GRs can meaningfully capture those features via their architecture and unified feature space. We further validate the GR formulation in Section 2.2 by comparing it with a traditional sequential recommender setup that only considers items user interacted with, Kong. Candidates scored in MFALCON, M, QPS. 0, 250,000, 500,000, 750,000, 1 million, 1 million, 250,000. 3, 2, 6, 4, 1, 2, 8, 2, 5, 6, 5, 1, 2, 10, 2, 4, GR. 101x flops. GR. 285x flops. DLRM. 1x flops. Figure 6. Comparison of inference throughput in the most challenging ranking setup. Full results can be found in Appendix H.1. Regimes, Zhao et al., 2023. We compare the scalability of GRs and DLRMs to better understand this phenomenon. Since feature interaction layers are crucial for DLRM's performance, Mudajer et al., 2022. We experimented with transformers. Baswani et al., 2017, DHEN, Zhang et al., 2022, and a variant of DCN, Wang et al., 2021, augmented with residual connections, He et al., 2015, used in our production settings to scale up the DLRM baseline in the ranking setting. For the retrieval baseline, given our baseline used a residual setup, we scaled up hidden layer sizes, embedding dimensions, and number of layers. For HSTUBASED generative recommenders, GRs, we scaled up the model by adjusting the hyperparameters for HSTU, including the number of residual layers, sequence length, embedding dimensions, number of attention heads, etc. We additionally adjust the number of negatives for retrieval. Results are shown in Figure 7. In the low compute regime, DLRMs might outperform GRs due to handcrafted features, corroborating the importance of feature engineering in traditional DLRMs. However, GRs demonstrate substantially better scalability with respect to flops, whereas DLRM performance plateaus, consistent with findings in prior work. We also observe better scalability W. R, T, both embedding parameters and non-embedding parameters, with GRs leading to 1.5 trillion parameter models, whereas DLRM's performance saturate at about 200 billion parameters. Finally, all of our main metrics, including hit rate at 100 and hit rate at 500 for retrieval, and NA for ranking, empirically scale as a power law of compute used given appropriate hyperparameters. We observe this phenomenon across three orders of magnitude, up till the largest models we were able to test, 8192 sequence length, 1024 embedding dimension, 24 layers of HSTU, at which point the total amount of compute we used, normalized over 365 days as we use a standard streaming training setting, is close to the total training compute used by GPT-3, Brown et al., 2020, and Llama 2, Tuvron et al., 2023b, as shown in Figure 1. Within a reasonable range, the exact model hyperparameters play less important roles compared to the total amount of training compute applied. In contrast to language modeling, Kaplan et al., 2020, sequence length play a significantly more important role in GRs, and it's important to scale up sequence. 5. Related work. Prior work on sequential recommenders reduces user interactions to a single homogeneous sequence over items, Hadassah et al., 2016, Kong and Macaulay, 2018. Industrial-scale applications of sequential approaches are primarily pairwise attention, Joe et al., 2018, or sequential encoders as part of DLRMs, Chen et al., 2019, Shaw et al., 2023. Multi-stage attention has been explored in lieu of self-attention to improve efficiency, Chong et al., 2023. Generative approaches that represent IDs as a token series have been explored in retrieval, Joe et al., 2020. We give a more extensive discussion of prior work in Appendix B.1. To self-attention's O(n)2 scaling factor, with major work like factorized attentions, Child et al., 2019, low-rank approximations, Katharopoulos et al., 2020, etc. Recently, alternative formulations for sequential transduction settings have been explored, GU et al., 2022, Wah et al., 2022. HSTU's element-wise gating design, in particular, is inspired by Flash, Wah et al., 2022. Recent hardware-aware formulations have been shown to significantly reduce memory usage, Rob and Stotz, 2021, Korthakanti et al., 2022, Jai et al., 2023b, and give significantly better wall clock time results, Dao et al., 2022. Length extrapolation enables models trained on shorter sequences to generalize, though most work focuses on fine-tuning or improving bias mechanisms, Press et al., 2022. Our work instead introduces stochasticity in the length dimension, inspired by work on stochasticity in the depth dimension, Huang et al., 2016. Interests in large language models, LLMs, have motivated work to treat various recommendation tasks as in-context learning, Cilio et al., 2022, instruction tuning, Bao et al., 2023, or transfer learning, Lee et al., 2023, on top of pre-trained LLMs. World knowledge embedded in LLMs can be transferred to downstream tasks, Kui et al., 2022, and improve recommendations in zero-shot or few-shot cases. Textual representations of user behavior sequences have also demonstrated good scaling behaviors on medium-scale datasets, Shin et al., 2023. Most studies of LLMs for recommendation have been centered around low data regimes. In large-scale settings, they have yet to outperform collaborative filtering on movie lens, Hu et al., 2024. 6. Conclusions. We have proposed generative recommenders, GRs, a new paradigm that formulates ranking and retrieval as sequential transduction tasks, allowing them to be trained in a generative manner. This is made possible by the novel HSTU encoder design, which is 5.3 by 15.2x faster than state-of-the-art transformers on 8192 length sequences, and through the use of new training and inference algorithms such as MFalcon. With GRs, we deployed models that are 285x more complex using similar inference resources. GRs and HSTU have led to 12.4% metric improvements in production and have shown superior scaling performance compared to traditional DLRMs. Our results corroborate that user actions represent an underexplored modality in generative modeling. To echo our title, actions speak louder than words. The dramatic simplification of features in our work paves the way for the first foundational models for recommendations, search, and ads by enabling a unified feature space to be used across domains. The fully sequential setup of GRs also enables recommendation to be formulated in an end-to-end, generative setting. Both of these enable recommendation systems to better assist users holistically. Actions speak louder than words. Trillion parameter sequential transducers for generative recommendations. B. Roeder IMPACT. We believe that our work has broad positive implications, reducing reliance of recommendation, search, and ad systems on the large number of heterogeneous features can make these systems much more privacy-friendly while improving user experiences. Enabling recommendation systems to attribute users' long-term outcomes to short-term decisions via fully sequential formulations could reduce the prevalence of content that do not serve users' long-term goals, including clickbaits and fake news, across the web, and better align incentives of platforms with user values. Finally, applications of foundational models and scaling law can help reduce carbon footprints incurred with model research and developments needed for recommendations, search, and related use cases. Acknowledgements. This work represents the joint efforts of hundreds of people and would not be possible without work from the following contributors, alphabetical order: Adnan Akhandov, Bugra Akyildiz, Shabab Ayoub, Alex Bao, Renchen Kai, Jennifer Cao, Guojang Jerry Chen, Lei Chen, Sean Chen, Shenjie Chen, Weiwei Cheng, Weiwei Chu, Ted Kui, Xian Deng, Nimid Desai, Fei Ding, Francois Fagan, Liu Fang, Liang Guo, Liz Guo, Jivan Giawali, Yuchen Hao, Daisy Sheehy, Samuel Shaw, Jia Hua, Yanzin Huang, Hongyi Jia, Rui Jian, Jian Jin, Rahul Kindi, Chungkyu Kim, Yijin Li, Fu Li, Hong Li, Shen Li, Wei Li, Jujing Li, Shuying Liao, Emma Lin, Hao Lin, Jingzhou Lu, Xingyu Lu, Kai Londenberg, Liang Luo, Linjin Ma, Matt Ma, Yun Mao, Bert Mar, Matthew Murphy, Satish Nadathar, Min Ni, Jonsu Park, Jing Qian, Li Jing Chin, Alex Singh, Timothy Shi, Dennis Van Der Stey, Xiao Sun, Colin Taylor, Xinye Sai, Rohan Varma, Ankar Vichair, Alyssa Wang, Pengqiao Wang, Shengji Wang, Wenting Wang, Xiaolong Wang, Jiyong Wang, Wei Wei, Bin Wen, Carol Jean Wu, Eric Xu, Bai Shui, Zheng Yan, Chao Yang, Zhenji Yang, Zemeng Yang, Chengxing Yin, Daniel Yin, Yuling Yu, Kiki Jai, Yanli Zhao, Zhuoren Zhao, Wei Zhang, Jingjing Zhang, Lu Zhang, Lujia Zhang, Na Zhang, Rui Zhang, Shang Zhang, Ying Zhang, Ziyun Zhang, Charles Zheng, Erhing Zhang, Xin Zhuang. We would like to thank Shika Kapoor, Rex Chung, Lana Dam, Ram Ramanathan, Nipun Mathur, Bo Feng, Yanheng Wu, Zhaohui Guo, Hongjia Bai, Wen Yunyang, Zelix Wang, Arun Singh, Bruce Deng, Yisong Song, Heoshin Wu, Mei Hong Wang for product support, and Joseph Laria, Akshay Hegde, Abba Jain, Raj Gunapati for assistance with program management. Finally, we would like to thank Ajit Matthews, Shailin Ding, Hong Yan, Lars Backstrom for their leadership support, and insightful discussions with Andrew Tulloch, Liang Shang, Kaushik Viraraghavan, and Gaofeng Zhao. References: Bao, K., Zhang, J., Zhang, Y., Wang, W., Feng, F., and He, X. Tallrec: An effective and efficient tuning framework to align large language model with recommendation. In proceedings of the 17th ACM Conference on Recommender Systems, REXIS, 23. ACM, September 2023. DOI 10.1145/3604915.3608857. URL http://dx.doi.org/10.1145/3604915.3608857. Brown, T.B., Mann, B., Ryder, N., Sabia, M., Kaplan, J., Dariwal, P., Neelakantan, A., Shyam, P., Sastry, G., Askel, A., Agarwal, S., Herbert Voss, A., Kruger, G., Hennigan, T., Child, R., Ramesh, A., Ziegler, D.M., Wu, J., Winter, C., Hess, C., Chen, M., Sigler, E. Lidwin, M. Gray, S. Chess, B. Clark, J. Berner, C. McCandlish, S. Radford, A. Sutskever, I. and Amade. D. Language models are few-shot learners. 2020. Chong, J. Zhang, C. Fu, Z. Zhang, X. Guan, L. Lu, J. Wei, Y. Leng, D. Niu, Y. Song, Y. and Guy, K. Twin. Two-stage interest network for lifelong user behavior modeling in center prediction at Kuaishou, 2023. Chen, Q, Zhao, H, Li, W, Huang, P, and O, W behavior sequence transformer for e-commerce recommendation in Alibaba. In proceedings of the first international workshop on deep learning practice for high-dimensional sparse data, DLPKDD, 19, New York, New York, USA, 2019. Association for Computing Machinery. ISBN 9781450367837. DOI 10.1145/3326937.334121. URL https://doi.org 10.1145/3326937.334121. Chen, T., Kornblith, S., Noruzzi, M., and Hinton, G. A Simple Framework for Contrastive Learning of Visual Representations. In proceedings of the 37th International Conference on Machine Learning, ICML, 20, 2020. Cheng, H. T., K. O. C., L., Harmson, J., Shaked, T., Chandra, T., Aradia, H., Anderson, G., Corrado, G., Chai, W., Iceberg, M., Anil, R. Hack, Z. Hong, L. Jane, V. Liu, X. and Shaw, H. Wide and Deep Learning for Recommender Systems. In proceedings of the first workshop on Deep Learning for Recommender Systems, DLRS 2016, pp. 7-10, 2016. ISBN 9781450347952. Child, R. Gray, S. Radford, A. and Sutskever, I. Generating long sequences with sparse transformers. Core, ABS, 1904.10509, 2019. URL http://archive.org/ABS, 1904.10509. Covington, P., Adams, J., and Sargon, E. Deep Neural Networks for YouTube Recommendations. In proceedings of the 10th ACM Conference on Recommender Systems, Rexis, 16, pp. 191-198, 2016. ISBN 9781450340359.
Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.